Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of the show anytime, by the way. 833-563-2539. You can also follow us, Twitter and Instagram. Interact that way. Radio Now AM Show. Would you donate your body to science? Let's just go right there. Eventually, you do pass on, whether it's of old age or, you know, we get hit by a bus today. Something's going to happen one way or another. We're not going to make it out of here alive.
I have a theory.
Okay, what's your theory, Mackenzie?
And this sounds terrible. I feel like it makes me sound like a bad person.
Ooh, I like it even more.
But I was talking to a friend, and she said that sometimes if you're a donor and you plan to donate things, obviously you save multiple lives, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. However, sometimes if you're on the cusp, if you're gone but not quite gone, they might just let you go because they think of like, oh, this person could save like 10 lives.
You're one
like,
of those people.
You're like almost gone.
833-563-2539. I want to nip this in the bud right now.
I don't know if this is true, but it makes sense.
If you work in a hospital, if you're a paramedic, anything that kind of has the last chance to save somebody's life before they're gone, 833-563-2539. You can even be anonymous. Can you, first of all, confirm or deny Mackenzie's speculation there that she's heard? Live the web, girl. What do you want to say?
This is a theory.
It's just a theory.
We've talked about on the show before. And I think you're right. And here's the thing. No actual medical professional is going to admit that.
Correct.
No one's going to admit that. That's
Liv,
the thing, though.
Why would a medical professional want to do that? They get no incentive. Like, well, hey, here's that dead body you needed.
Well, no, it's because maybe they're connected to another, you know, case that's going on in the hospital to where someone needs an organ. I have heard this before. I have watched Grey's Anatomy my entire life, and this has happened on Grey's Anatomy.
So if you see this dude, and he's all practically a goner, if you wait a few more seconds and you're thinking, oh, I can get all these, I could save literally a handful of people.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
It makes sense, though, if you really think. No one's going to admit it, but if you really think about it, it's a theory.
That is a conspiracy that is like a well-known.
Yes, it's well-known like underground.
Okay, well, the reason I even brought this whole thing up is a man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's Research discovered it was instead sold to the U.S. military for $6,000. Well, what do you
think?
$6,000? Oh my God, if my wife could get $1,000 from me, I'd be happy for her. That's a hell of a deal.
For a body?
Yes, and the reason why, it's a serious thing, I'm not laughing at this because I want to make sure people don't come at me. They did it because they ended up, for the military, they bought the body, they strapped it to a chair, and they blew it up in a test.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, and I'm not making fun of this because this happens to our men and women that serve, but they were testing it out like in a seat, kind of see like for an IED. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, for me, if I'm dead, like I'm totally telling Lindsay, donate all of my stuff that can be donated because you can just put like a fake dummy in a casket or just cremate me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, imagine all the people you could save by donating your eyes and your heart and your, you know, all your different things.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful thing to do and sign up for.
I'm just picturing if they had me strapped up, you would have a lot of dynamite to blow me up. First of all, it's like blowing up a whale, but I just, there goes grandma. That's the thing. I know I sound so bad, but I can't stop imagining.
So what happened? Joe put up the picture of this adorable little old lady, and she had like gray curly hair and glasses. And like,
she looked like a sweet grandma.
It was so sad to try to just picture her just...
See, I just get freaked out. Like, I don't want to be poked and prodded at.
You're dead, Liv.
Even, I know, but I feel like there's some... I don't know. I just think it's like almost creepy.
Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you work in the actual medical field, or what do you got to say?
I don't work in the field, but I did just recently graduate as a medical assistant.
Okay.
But there is a difference between being on the donor list and donating your body to science. Mm-hmm. And okay. If the military really needs bodies for lab testing, why don't they just put that as an option when you fill out your medical will? Like, do you want to donate to science, or do you want to donate it to the military?
That's a great idea.
I don't know. Would you donate your body to the military?
I would not.
Oh, why?
Why? You're dead. What are you going to do with that sack of skin?
Because I would donate my organs, but I'd still want my family to have peace and my final goodbyes and be able to bury me or cremate me. I wouldn't want to be blown into chunks and have that on my family's mind.
No, well, no. I would, whatever. If they were testing out a new rocket or they wanted to send a man to Mars, put my like hunk of junk in there. Send me to Mars.
I think that's a wonderful idea you have about being an option, because so many people would think that was so cool and like they would like, you know, they would, people are, think that would be badass, probably.
I'm already donating my body to science now. All the food I'm eating, I'm like, how can this body withstand so much torture? It's an amazing yes. thing going on. But okay, real quick, I'll put you all on the test. We'll wrap this up here. I judge people on this.
Uh-huh.
Who here, you don't have to say it. Actually, please don't say it. But raise your hand if you're an organ donor on like your actual ID card.
Oh!
Whoa, interesting. Wow. Says a lot about people.
Okay. I know, I agree.
All right, you can let us know. Would you let science, you know, do its thing and blow you up? Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show.